You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As record numbers of COVID-19 patients, most of them unvaccinated, show up for treatment in Idaho hospitals, it's nurses and doctors who are bearing the brunt of the emotional toll. Ashley Brown is a registered nurse in the intensive care unit at St. Luke's Meridian. After a couple of her shifts last week, right before the state activated crisis standards of care in North Idaho, she recorded her thoughts for us. Here's Ashley.
Today is Thursday, September 2nd. It's about 8 p.m. I just got home from work. That was a busy day. This morning when I walked in, we had a COVID patient in every single room on our 14-bed unit. I think the thing is like that it just, you may be doing like okay before you come into the unit. You know, I had meditated this morning. I had gone on a long walk. I was feeling good. And the last time I was in, there were, I think, 9 or 10 patients. And now we're up to 14. And I don't know, you just immediately feel this weight because you have this knowledge that this is really not normal to have all rooms with the same diagnosis. And the majority of those rooms are patients who are on ventilators because they cannot breathe. I spent kind of the first 30 minutes just trying to kind of gather myself because I immediately felt really anxious and very sad. So 14 COVID patients, one of them died today. I was not taking care of that patient. I was taking care of two of the other patients on the floor, one of whom is actually the youngest patient that I've taken care of so far. They're in their 30s and they have kids. I think that's been one of the things that has been new and different kind of this time around is that it's a younger population. And they have young kids. And it just sits with you differently because you know that there are young children who aren't going to grow up potentially with a parent. And granted, I think in this case, like, we don't know what the outcome is going to be, but she did not do well today. We tried to flip her on her back to see if she would breathe okay on her back. And it was immediately evident that she was not breathing well, and we had to flip her back over on her stomach. And then having to communicate that to the family, you know, is hard too, of just knowing that they want to hear good news and not being able to give it to them. That's hard. So today I decided maybe I would try recording some while I'm at work. So right now it's about 8:30 in the morning. And not much has changed overnight. A lot of us keep saying it's like deja vu. Same patients, haven't changed much. We just do it again. I've been thinking a lot about just our healthcare team, just how grateful I am for them. It's also just really nice to have people who have seen what you've seen and are frustrated, like the way that you're frustrated, or, you know, you cried yesterday and they cry today. Today is September 3rd. It's about 8 in the evening. I just got off of work. We had, I think, 10 COVIDs because yesterday 2 died. I intubated this gal a couple days ago. I think it was Tuesday. And she died today. When I say intubated, I just mean that we put that tube down so that the patient can be on a vent. All of the patients that I do that to, and, you know, I'm like one of the last people that they talk to, they always sit with me a little bit more. I can think of faces and names of people, you know, this one in room 3, this one in room 4, room 6. And there are multiple people in each of those rooms that you remember that have passed on. There's just a part of me that just like wants to scream and be like, but this didn't have to be the case. All of the trauma that happens from getting this disease and being one of the unlucky ones that gets sick enough to end up in the ICU and pass away, it just seems so unnecessary. And it's hard not to be angry about that.
And our Rachel Cohen is joining us now. Rachel produced this piece in collaboration with Ashley. Rachel, we just have a couple of minutes left, but I want to get to the trauma. And what I mean by that is we have heard so many stories about family members and COVID patients and you know what they are feeling and the trauma they're dealing with. It was so obvious in Ashley's voice, the trauma that she is dealing with. How is she doing?
Yeah, you know, I think as you heard, she has her own kind of practices for self-care, whether that's meditating or going on walks to try to get her mind off of things. But I think at some level, it's kind of unavoidable. And it's something she talks to a lot of her colleagues about, you know, just focusing on the small things that they know how to do that they've been trained in to make people feel better. But I think there's a lot of anxiety, obviously, that comes from knowing that a lot is not in your control, whether that's just, you know, turning around a patient's health that's declining, or, you know, we've heard a lot of the medical providers on this program say that healthcare that you might receive right now doesn't look like it always does, whether that's because of long wait times or a number of reasons. And I think that the knowledge that nurses have that they can't always provide the care that they want or that they feel people need it weighs on them as well.
What about Ashley's patients? Do we know how any of them are doing? I mean, she talked about quite a few of them.
Yeah. So since she started making these recordings last week, she did say that she has had people that she's taken care of for several weeks die. You know, people she said she was worried about. Others are doing better, but she says that's kind of a relative statement because, you know, they're still on ventilators in many cases or drugs that make them comfortable, but also make them quite unaware of what's going on.
And Rachel, I have to let you go. We've been talking with our reporter, Rachel Cohen, who brought us ICU nurse Ashley Brown's story. If you're a healthcare worker on the front lines of COVID-19, we'd like to hear your story. Email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu to share your audio diary. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.